Ahava blessings. Welcome to this introductory episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This is the expansion of my previous podcast, Hold the Shekhinah. And the reason for this change is really has a lot to do with the expansion of myself as a healer and in my practices and my work. And the fact that words are magic, the words that we use create and cement vibratory frequencies that create our reality. They birth worlds. And embodiment really is an integral part of my work and of what I deliver and what I share with you guys. So before I carry on further explaining what the Shekhinah is and what embodiment has to do with any of this work, let me introduce myself for those who are new. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess. I'm a Reiki master, energy, and sound healer. And I've been doing this work for at least 20-something years, 22 years. I was first activated in the Reiki lineage, Usui Holy Fire Reiki, when I was 19. And I went through my activations very quickly, my first level, second level, and then the masters, and basically my life blew up. Which is what's supposed to happen when you do such a strong activation as Reiki or any other healing modality in such a short amount of time. And my life unfolded in ways that I could not have expressed or expected. And I got divorced, I moved back to the States, and it just really opened my eyes to something that was already within me. And that was my healing abilities and my intuitive abilities. This is something that I've had that's actually activations that are lineage-based, but it's also something that I feel is a soul-level calling. It really is multidimensional because we are multidimensional. And in the work that I do right now, I am a retreat leader. I am a sound healer. I'm an activator. I work with oracle training, with womb healing, with energy healing, and really supporting people in elevating themselves, in activating their own ability to heal. So I hold the frequency because, if you know, a healer doesn't actually heal you. What a healer does is hold a frequency of healing, of love, of expansion, of embodiment, of abundance, of activation. And they share that frequency with you. They can clear blockages, they can clear patterns and stuff going on in your energy field that affect your physical, emotional, mental bodies. And you, as the recipient of these energies, you can choose to align to these new frequencies, or you can choose to not receive them. It really is all about whether one is open to receiving the healing and to embodying the healing. And this is why I changed the name of my podcast, because we can hold a frequency, we can be a vessel. That part is easy. And it seems that everyone is being a vessel for some activation or another. However, it's not just about being a vessel. It is about this human incarnation is not solely about purifying and being the vessel, but it is also about embodying the wisdom, embodying the healing, and sharing the healing. So it's the embodiment of your soul, the embodiment of the codes, the wisdom codes that you came here to share, and the sharing of them. And embodiment is an integral part of the sharing of the codes, because we can't just think that we learn something one day and we can go out and teach it tomorrow. That's not the way it works. Your body energetically has to be able to hold and embody. It has to be the frequency of the whatever healing it is must be integrated in your energy field. This is why so many ascended masters and teachers and holy beings, why they were able to just heal with their frequency, with just by being in proximity with them, you feel a shift and an upgrade in your energy. It's because they have integrated, they have embodied the teachings. They have embodied the wisdom. They know how to activate it within you because they themselves have lived it. They themselves have integrated and embodied it. And that's the work. The work is not so much about embodying the light and aligning with the light, which is part of it. It's also about learning how to be the vessel and be the light and how to integrate the wisdom, how to embody it, and how to share it. So in my work, this is what I do. This is what I activate. I work with the womb. I do womb healings and womb rites. I work with energy. I work with sound. Why do I work with sound? In particular, crystal alchemy singing bowls. I work with sound because sound is the quickest, most profound, most transformative modality because it gets into the water of your cells. It reprograms and recalibrates your energy field, your physical body, the water in your cells. And if you wish to experience healing, it starts within. It starts with that activation. It starts with transforming the water of the mitochondria, of your DNA, of your muscles, of your organs. All of this is interconnected. And this is part of my work as an oracle, a teacher, a retreat leader, an energy healer, a Reiki master, a sound healer. It is holding that frequency, holding that space, holding the energy of healing, of activation, of love, of abundance, of fertility, of creation, and sharing that so that you yourself can attune and align with that frequency yourself. Because this is what we are here to do. We are here to create an anchor in the higher frequencies, not just by being the vessel, but by sharing and spreading this light, this wisdom that we all hold. We all are interconnected. We all have this infinite ability to express the light of our soul. And this is the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the translation would be the indwelling presence. She is the divine feminine face of God, of the divine God goddess. She is the sacred breath of life that breathes through us. She is associated with the moon. The moon, because the moon is a symbol of our earthly incarnation. The cycles of the moon have to do with the cycles of our soul's evolution as a human being on this earth. So we tend to think that ascension is something that we achieve and it's like enlightenment. Then we're on a mountaintop and nothing touches us. We're just achieve this state and that's it. And then we separate ourselves from people because we think we're better and we're more evolved and whatnot. What we don't realize is that that's not ascension. Ascension is not, ascension teachings don't take you away from your humanity, from your feelings, from your human expression, from your body, from your interactions with one another. That is not what was meant by these ascension teachings. Ascension teachings are about receiving the wisdom from the divine, from the Shekhinah, from Source, God, Goddess, Allah, embodying it and sharing it and using those higher frequencies, embodying them in your physical physical reality in your body, so it can have a ripple effect on your human experience that in turn affects those around you, your family, your friends, your work, your extended environment, and the world. Because there is no separation. We tend to think that we end the moment that our skin touches the air. But we are all interconnected. We are connected with the earth, with the cosmos, the celestial realms, with the divine. We are connected amongst one another. We are connected within ourselves, and that is another integral part of my work. That divine union within ourselves, the integration of all of those aspects of ourselves that we neglect, that we guilt, that we shame, that we think are not expressions of the light, or that we have deemed unworthy and unlovable. Those are the parts of ourselves that we must bring back into union. We must bring back and integrate into ourselves so we may embody more of our soul, more of our light, more of creation, more of the Shekhinah. The Shekhinah is the breath that animates us. She is the bridge that unites us with the heavenly realms, with the celestial realms, with the cosmic womb, the void of creation, the quantum, however you define the point from which everything emanated and is continuing to emanate every moment. That is the divine. The divine is creation. As my husky comes in and shares her energy with us. I am also the mother of two huskies. So sometimes in my energy healings, you may hear a little bit of a shake or a little bit of a rustle, and that would be the huskies. Everything is an energetic activation. Everything is an opportunity for healing. And our pets are not, I shouldn't even call them pets. The four-legged beings that we are guardians of, they are here to heal us and to support us in activating as well. So everything is medicine, and this is what I share when I speak about the cycles of the moon or Lemuria or the Pleiadian energies, how to embody those frequencies, how to work with those cycles in order to elevate and upgrade our human experience, in order to embody the light of our soul, in order to share this light so we can actively co-create our experience. And you will hear me chant in Aramaic if you follow me on YouTube or on my Instagram. Aramaic is a very, very powerful light language. It is a language that holds no duality. And this is part of what we do, because when we're integrating these seemingly opposing parts of ourselves, what we're doing is we're healing and we're activating. And we're uniting the divine masculine and feminine within us. We are uniting the polarities. And even in astrology, every sign has its polarity. And it is about the union of those two frequencies. And even within the sign itself, there is the light expression and the shadow. And it is about integrating and actualizing the highest possible frequency of that sign, which comes from the integration of the light and the shadow. And the light and the shadow are simply polarities that were implemented as part of this human experience, as part of this earthly incarnation, because we chose to become incarnated and embodied and live as a human for this lifetime or many lifetimes. We choose families that we're born into. We choose the experiences. We don't choose how that will play out. That's free will. But we choose what will happen. And then as we grow and as we evolve and as we integrate, we take on more and more of our light. And in the taking on of more and more of the light of our soul, what happens is that our mission expands, our mission unfolds before us without really having to struggle, to really search for it. It is given, it is gifted to us by the divine. And there are many, many philosophies and many practices. Some I have found personally, as having grown up Buddhist, I have found that there comes a point that these practices don't quite work, because everything over time can become distorted, because that is part of this earthly incarnation. And this is why your embodiment, your alignment with your soul and your light and your truth and the divine, that is what is important. Because the more we give our power away to a religion, to a thought system, to society, to media, to whatever, the more that we separate ourselves, the more that we define ourselves as I am this or I am that, or pick your way, the more that we are creating division. And at this point in time, in the evolution of humanity, in the evolution and expansion of Gaia, because remember, our healing directly impacts the earth and her healing impacts us. Her expansion is part of why we are evolving as a species, expanding in our consciousness, because we are receiving the frequencies that she is emitting, how she is growing, and we are receiving the frequencies of the cosmos, the solar flares that are happening. Everything is interconnected. And Pythagoras theorized that he called it the music of the cosmos. He basically theorized that every planet has a sound frequency that they emit. So Venus, Mars, Jupiter, all of them, the Earth has a frequency, a natural resonance. And that resonance manifests as the energies that these frequencies embody. So Venus, it's not just love and fertility and abundance. Venus is connected to the Christ consciousness, to the Magdalene. Venus is connected to the Garden of Eden, to Eve. And this is the higher alchemical teachings, the mystical traditions of the Kabbalah, of the original teachings of the Chochmah traditions, the wisdom traditions that Yeshua, Mary Magdalene, Mother Mary, all of these great teachers, the Essenes, the Cathars, all of them were aligned with this divine feminine mystery teachings, these traditions. And this is what we are awakening to. We are awakening to that knowing that Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa, she was another great mystic. And they sought that union with the divine, that gnosis, that they developed and cultivated that level of consciousness that they could receive the downloads, the higher frequencies, embody them and share them. And this is what we're doing now. This is the anchoring of the fifth dimensional frequencies, of the higher frequencies. And the earth wasn't just three-dimensional in this 3D realm. Before, in ancient times, the earth held a higher resonance where more light beings could actually be incarnated. And now her frequency was lowered, and now it's been rising again. So we are part of this cosmic dance, this awakening, this expansion of consciousness, this raising of our frequency. And the more that we hold on to beliefs, belief systems, philosophies, whatever, that aren't in alignment with the truth of your soul, with the light that you came here to share, the more that we will experience more distortion, more separation, more chaos, because we're not in what would be called coherence. When one frequency is compatible with another, they engage in a practice that I guess would be called, I guess it is coherence. They merge, they work together well. You will notice that if something is not in alignment with you, you'll feel an intense separation from it. You'll feel it's kind of like a blockage, and there's something about it that just doesn't resonate with you. And this doesn't mean that we judge or that we shame or that we guilt. It's simply an observation that that frequency is not in alignment. It's not in harmony with your frequency. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that we can't play with different frequencies, that we can't appreciate other frequencies, other expressions. It's just that they're not for us. And that's what we're learning. That is what we are sharing. We are developing and cultivating and nourishing that strong discernment, strong self-awareness, where we're able to discern for ourselves what is in alignment with the truth and the light of our soul and what is not. And taking action based on those higher frequencies, rather than taking action from the fear, the doubt, the traumas, the karmas, the limiting beliefs, the societal structures, the distortions that have plagued humanity and that have plagued us. Because all of us have gone through experiences where we have kept repeating patterns, and we've kept repeating them because we don't know how to evolve and transcend beyond those triggers, those things that trigger us, and we don't know how to cement another frequency, how to make another frequency our baseline, our new reality, our new expression. But when we work with sound, when we work with energy, we begin to unravel and dissolve these layers, these false ego-based beliefs and patterns and etc.s that have kept us enslaved and chained and repeating the same cycles. It is beautiful to be able to hold this space. It is expansive, and the more that I grow and the more that I expand and evolve, the more that I have to share and the more that I can channel in wisdom. And what I channel, I cement with mystical traditional teachings. So of the Kabbalah, which was originated in, it was actually written down in Spain, in Girona, and with the teachings of the Ascension teachings of the Magdalene and of the Christ consciousness. So it is very deep and very powerful work to work with the Aramaic, to work with the light language, to work with the Hathor Pleiadian frequencies, and to be able to share this expression, this mystical expression of the embodiment of the Shekhinah. And this is something that we all can benefit from, whether you have a different philosophical leaning or not. because sound healing, the sound activations that I will share on this podcast, are energy healings. So you will take from this, from the spoken portions of the episodes, from the sound activations, you will take from it whatever it is that you need to for you to grow and for you to expand. Because this is the intention. This is the intention of this podcast, is to support us in integrating and embodying, aligning with these higher frequencies, embodying the frequency of the Shekhinah, the higher realms, and expressing them, sharing them through your incarnation, through your sacred vessel. And it's going to look and express differently, and it's supposed to, because each one of us is a unique spark of the divine. We all came here with different gifts, with different karmas, with different stuff to transcend and transform, because we each wanted to experience different things. We wanted to live and express different parts of creation. And every moment is a co-creation. So when we can master ourselves, transcend and unite the polarities within, anchor the higher frequencies, embody them, share them, then we are actively co-creating the new earth, the fifth dimensional, higher dimensional Gaia. We are supporting her in her transition. We're supporting ourselves and one another. And this is the embodiment of your light. This is the embodiment of your soul, of the wisdom that you came here to express and that only you can express, because no one came here as a duplicate of anyone else. And this is also why I changed the artwork on my podcast cover, because my previous artwork was beautiful, but it had some AI elements. And as much as I think that AI can be utilized and to benefit humanity, I don't believe that it can be used to express art, because it basically steals from other sources. I also don't believe that it can be used to create courses that are supposed to support us in our evolution, to create meditations or to create content that is supposed to serve the growth and the expansion of the soul and the embodiment of the soul and the expansion of the light of creation. I just don't, because it's how would I say it? It's inorganic. It has no essence of itself. It has no soul. And you and I, we were not created in a lab. We're not the random composition of elements and of chemical structures and of oxygen and hydrogen and carbon. We're not. There is a sacred divine intelligence to the way our bodies have come together and formed from the ova and the sperm of our mother and father. There is a sacredness to the soul that became infused in the vessel of the embryo in your mother's womb that is the breath of the divine. This is why so many traditions, Kundalini traditions, bless the 40th day, because they say on the 40th day is when the soul actually comes in to the embryo, into the body, what will be the baby. So different traditions have different lineages have different beliefs about this. Some say it's the 100th day. So the point is, life, creation, is an organic process. It's a natural evolutionary process that may have been jump-started and furthered along by genetic experiments from the cosmos, But beyond that, as a humanity, the intent was for us to evolve on our own, and we've been doing that. And that evolution involves wisdom and discernment, knowing, having the wisdom and the discernment to know when something is being hijacked and utilized to suppress and to confuse and obfuscate, or when it is being used for the light. But this is something that every one of us has to come to our own decisions. And there is no right or wrong. There is no one is the best answer for everyone. This is simply the way I choose to express, because of the frequencies of creation that I am aligning with and that resonate with my energy and that feel natural and they feel whole and complete and sovereign and they feel expansive. So during this podcast, I invite you to keep an open mind, to receive and take the wisdom that is being offered and allow it to infuse you with deeper wisdom, with deeper insights, with aha moments. Allow it to show you, it may trigger you, allow it to show you where perhaps you need to transform, because let's remember, myself included, that everything that triggers us is showing us an aspect of ourselves that needs healing, that needs attention, that needs nourishment. So there is nothing that is happening outside that is triggering us that is actually a bad thing. It's simply showing us where we still need to evolve, where we still need to integrate, where we still need to embody. And this is a lifelong process. This doesn't, you don't just achieve it and that's it. That's not the way this works. Because if that were, then the moment we achieved it, we would die. The purpose of this human incarnation is to go through this endless co-creation, this endless unveiling of ourselves, this endless rebirth, death, rebirth cycle. This is, we see it in nature all around us. We see how life goes into its dormant phase, into winter, and everything, the leaves fall, the trees kind of go within, and we may think that something is dead. But as the temperatures increase, as the winds change, as the water begins to pour from the skies, we see that life is rebirth. And the same thing happens to us. Every layer that we unveil, every time we unburden ourselves of a belief system, of a pattern, of a self-destructive tendency, of you name it, we are embodying and stepping into more of our light and more of our soul. We have basically been rebirthed. If we look at even our body, our cells regenerate every few weeks, every few days, depending on which cell we're talking about. So your entire body can be completely rejuvenated within 7 years. Who knew? But yet we think we're aging. We think that we are dying. But the moment of death is really the moment of rebirth. So we've been conditioned into thinking that life is supposed to go a certain way, that we get old. But what if that is simply a trick of the mind? What if we are constantly rebirthing ourselves? What would life be like? What would our human experience be like if we embraced the change, if we embrace the alchemy of life, if we embrace the transformation, if we embraced the death of the ego and the embodiment of the light of our soul, of the Shekhinah, of the higher frequencies? What would that be like? When I think of that, I feel expansive. chakra is tingling. So very, very expansive. And I invite you to allow this, these sound activations, these podcast episodes, to support you in this unveiling, in this rebirthing process, in this embodiment of your soul, of the Shekhinah. Thank you so much. Do subscribe, follow, connect with me on social media, and of course, share. Share with those you think would benefit, and enjoy. Most of all, enjoy what is being shared. Enjoy the sound activations. Allow these sound activations, the wisdom codes, to infuse every cell in your body with even more light and to aid you in this further awakening, expansion, activation, and